Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try
to save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life. For the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Show here on Blog Talk Radio. something has been eating at me for a minute. Tonight's show is about black radio stations and rappers, musicians, pretty much. I feel they just agents and working for law enforcement. And we know it's some people out here that's got some musicians that are out here that have something to say that's positive, that's conscious, to go here and wake us up, to let us know, be alert, be aware of what's going on out here. Also, to help give us some instructions and guidelines and let us know what's happening. Give us a little bit of history. Let us know what's out there. So real quick, a friend told me last night that if you see one more strip of video, he's going to lose his mind. And then we seem to have been bombarded with that kind of nonsense. I think the thing that bugs me more than anything, the war on drugs has been going on for 40 years as of March 2012. This madness has got to stop. Wasting lives, money, valuable resources. But it seems the war on drugs is mainly a war against minorities, particularly us as Africans in America. We seem to be paying the biggest price. We're going to jail, the violence against us, from individuals out here selling stuff, and, of course, the police, and then they get a little bit more extensive. Because locking you up means profits. There's nothing about rehabilitation. If it was really serious about rehabilitation, it would work on prevention. The best way to prevent these things from happening is to educate these young minds. To keep you undereducated, which racism plays a part in that. You cannot deny that. But the whole thing is just set on going ahead and keeping some people rich in this society. I want to go ahead and expose a few people. I had actually tried to contact a few people that were working with a few local radio stations. And they declined to come on. They didn't want to talk. They were afraid. So I'm going to give them a few more minutes. And let's see, my guy's called in. Glad to see him here. I'm just going to go from there. Trying to look for something really, really, yeah, listen to this one real quick while I'm waiting for another person to call me. So enjoy this real quick.
From the slave ship to the chain, from the taskmaster's whip to my reign, kidnapped, enslaved, raped and killed by the Lynch clan again and again. Is it the origin of the skin or the face of a race? Why you don't care about me?
Now I know you don't care about me. I'm just a nigga walking down the street. The brother did nothing wrong, but now his life is gone. So I know you don't care about me. Hold on silence, you say. Get your action, speak so loud and our ancestors were believed conscious and are sticks and whips and kicks and punches. Meanwhile, you're living like some Brady Bunches. Tell me where the justice, much less the sanctions. We're worth much more than the drinking taxes.
Society, and I know you
don't care about me.
And I do the alone, the killing for nothing, no crime he did not do. And just like him, there were others who suffer for what they didn't do. Living in a system, we are the victim, and that is so true.
Silence to say, yes, your actions speak so loud and clear. The outlaw's killers going free, paid by society. And I know you don't care about me.
Yo, Jiggy, check this out. I'm gonna change how the same thing's been happening
over and over again. Over and over again. Constitutions for the benefits of all. It's all a lie, yeah. It's all a lie, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me when will this injustice change?
Tell me when.
Tell me when will we stop feeling pain?
Feeling pain.
Yeah.
Travel to get to different places. We would tell people to probably drink and gore. The old man carry you to freedom. And we would say, sing these songs. And this is how we would talk to each other. So music to black people is basically a connectorial thing of us around the world. We all connect to music, to the beat. That's why, you know, we said that that's why they're getting the youth now, because the youth is connected not to necessarily the music, they're connected to the beat. So when the beat pulling in, the music that's being spoken is, of course, the devil's language. So the beat allows the music to be said to me, allows the tones and the words to be said to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got when we speak about, like I said, when we first speak about music, we got to understand what is music to black people, and then why is they using music as a weapon and a tool against us? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so you know, basically, like I say, what I wanted to say and pertaining to the topic was, you know, I'm a young person, so of course I know and I listen to a lot of young music, because I got to follow the music to know what it is and what it's doing to the people. And you know, some of these rappers, you know, like, you know, Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, Waka Flocka, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Beyonce. These people were victims of white supremacy when they was young too. A lot of them grew up without fathers. Not too many of them, but Lil Wayne grew up without a father. Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane grew up without a father. They grew up in terrible communities and you know, poverty communities. So they were victims too. Sometimes we can't blame a person because they only being controlled. We have to look at what's going on in our community and how we connect the music to what's going on in the community. Because what hurts the brothers, the young brothers in the community, is when they listen to the music and then they come right back in the community and see the same thing they just listened to.
Mm.
You feel me?
I get you.
And it's putting a damper on the minds of our youth, because you know, the 2000s was the birth of what we call trap music. If a lot of people don't know anything about it, it's trap music. It's what the youth listen to now. You know, back in the 90s, it was the gang-banging thing. Back in the 80s, it was crack. It was, you know, crack was real hard. Back in the 70s, it was the super flat pimp. The 60s, you would see more revolutionary. So the 2000s, birthed trap music. That's when you start seeing your rappers like Gucci Mane. You start seeing your rappers like Young Jeezy. You start seeing your rappers talk about, you know, bagging up in the track. They're backing up in the trap, pushing coke in the trap. This is when your pills start to come big through the music, and now what we have is loud. You know, the trap music began to be pushed in the early 2000s by, you know, a lot of the rappers. Like I said, the rappers is only the ones being controlled by the option I could use, was running the whole thing, you know?
Mm.
But you know, if you, like I said, if you have any more questions, I go off your questions. I know you probably have everything set up. I don't want to just thank you about people.
No, I was letting you do your thing. I was letting you do your thing, because the whole thing disturbs me. And as you go ahead and break down some of that history, and I can go ahead and do research, and I could go ahead and deal with a whole lot of history on it. But we know it's nothing but destruction, pretty much. My thing was, is like, you don't see them, you don't see some of these cats out there on the front line.
Exactly.
You know, these guys go ahead and they're allowing their family, their neighbors, you know, former friends go ahead and get thrown in jail while they continue to go ahead and make music off of it. They don't want to be a part of going ahead and straightening up the neighborhood and taking that bullshit out the neighborhood, because it's making them money.
And the reason why they don't is because, like I say, they are only victims of white supremacy. What I was talking about, I don't know if a lot of people heard of it. We need to look up the Secret Covenant. And when you read the Secret Covenant, you will kind of begin to see through, you know, kind of what is going on right now. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's fairly long, but you can go to Google and you can type in the Secret Covenant. But I'm going to start from a part and just talk about how they're going to, you know, of course, hire our role models, but I'm going to start from this part right here. From all this, it was talking about how they're going to lift poison and push poison through the community. And now it's at a point where they're talking about, from all these poisons, their children will be born dead. And we can feel this information. It says the poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, and what they drink, what they eat, how they breathe, and what they wear. we must be ingenious in dispensing the poison, for they can see far. When they say they're talking about us as black people, we will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. This is when they began to hire our rappers to teach the people that the poisons they're pushing is good. That's why you hear a lot of rappers now talking about popping pills. You hear a lot of rappers now talking about bagging up in the trap. You hear a lot of rappers now talking about the trap paradigm, and they talk about how they're shooting people and talk about
Hold on a minute. The popping pills part, was that just ecstasy or anything else?
It's anything else. Now they're doing the youth now is doing something called a Molly, and it's being pushed through the news. Kanye West often we talk about Mollies, and they talk about, you know, people popping Mollies, but what Molly is, it's a pill in powder form. So now they are introducing crack. This is just like crack, because pills, it has wet in it, it has all different types, it has rat poison in it, it has all different types of chemicals in it that seize the body up. This is what pills are doing to the body. So you
Hold on. So Molly's, because I remember something being called Black Beauties and Molly's. It was like a speed. Is that the same thing?
Was it in a powder form? Because now they say that a Molly is, this is what the youth say, that Molly is a pill in powder form. When I talk about a pill, I mean ecstasy. So it was ecstasy.
Back in my day, it was a pill. And I knew a lot of people had those pills. I knew a lot of people were selling them and taking them. I had a few relatives that was doing
it. Exactly. But now, see, this wasn't, these drugs are like this was not common in the black community amongst youth. When you talk about, you know, powder and stuff like that, you know, it wasn't that common amongst too many youth, and, you know, youth kind of stayed away from that. But now, like you say, now that the rappers in the industry are pushing this and pushing this to the music, it's controlling the minds of the youth to make them want to do things that they shouldn't be doing. And that's, so I'm going to finish reading a little bit of the secret company. Like I say, we would teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poison. They will see our product being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it's to help them. We will start out early when the minds are young. We will target the children with what the children love most, sweet things. Now, we got to understand that our youth now are the target, because the youth now are the beings that are sent back to take back control. As we see over, like I was mentioning, the other day, as we see over in Libya, there was a revolution going on in Libya. Revolutions going on all around Africa and all around the world. But the people here, the youth here that's supposed to be operating with that same revolutionary energy, they operating with that revolutionary energy against each other. They're killing each other. Instead of going against the power structure, instead of going against what is, they're going against each other. And it's mainly and mostly because of the music and how they're controlling us through music, brother. So that's why it's an excellent thing that we talk about this, because we need to see what we need to be doing right now to change some of this music that our youth is listening to.
I've been trying to go ahead and put my hands on a few more tracks. I didn't really have enough. I got a few from my brother Drew X, but them seem to be the only real ones I have, or some conscious music going ahead and going against all that garbage. And I can't quite go ahead and put them on my switchboard here. I wish I could, because I'd be playing them a lot. A few tracks that I got from him, but I want to go ahead and I want to put together some concerts up here, because I heard on Brother Drew X show, the Southern Region of New Black Panther Party. I heard on his show there was a sister there was putting together concerts, and I think it was in Atlanta. But I want to see some more of them kind of concerts up here. But I found a place where I think we can have those. Oh, you know. Well, we can probably have a lot of them over there at the House of Culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that would be an excellent place because that's what, you know, that's what it is for, culture, you know, so we can get rid of that God.
Exactly.
But we don't really see too many people out here. More people are trying to go here and jump on that, you know, the bandwagon, and then the only thing they seem to have on their mind is making money. And they don't care, give a damn on who they destroy, even their family members destroy. It's sort of like, you know, you selling crack, and you first person, your steady customer is your mom.
Exactly.
So you know that means that mentality.
Exactly. Like I say.
Yeah, that mentality has to change, but the bigger problem is it seems like sometimes it seems like it's overwhelmed.
Exactly.
And there's just too many problems. Hold on, let me try to take this other call. I believe I know who this is. Oh, Jerry, is that you? 312-834.
Hello?
Oh, hello? 312-834, your line is open.
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you have a comment or a question? What's your name?
Yeah, this is Gina. I'm actually Young God's sister. First of all, I wanted to call in and definitely say that this conversation is much needed and just commend you all for having this conversation. But I just really wanted to say that even like in Chicago, we know that is definitely real strong here, what's considered as underground hip-hop or underground science or consciousness or, you know, socially political music, that we definitely have to support that alternative voice. And a lot of times we hear, you know, we definitely should, and I'm an advocate for critiquing the current music that's out. I won't call it hip-hop because I definitely don't believe that what we're hearing is hip-hop. But we have to support our artists who are that's putting out truthful music. And so just as a person that works for young people and that know a lot of artists in Chicago, you know, when they're doing shows or, you know, they send it out on Facebook, I mean, we have to try to show support in a lot of different ways. So we, you know, just for people out there, because I hear a lot of people that definitely perpetuate the issues of it not being, you know, real music out there. But then when we get artists that put it out there, we're not supporting them like that, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So you got some artists out there to go ahead and put out that music. Give them to me. Get some stuff to me so we can go ahead and try to push their music over here and a few other shows that I know of. I know they'd be more than happy to get them shows going. So you know, Young God got my number and stuff. You know, make sure I get that information. I push it every day. Put the T-shirts.
I'm also an artist, so. Even I'm working to put just, you know, even with my poetry, we have to put the voice of truth out there. And just last, because I know with other callers on the line, something else that I kind of wanted to add, you know, to like that's already being shared on the issue is that a lot of our youth or young people, young adults, they're calling a lot of what's out here hip-hop. They're calling a lot of things R&B, and it's not that. So we have to continue to educate people on the origins of what this music is that speaks to our struggle as well as our accomplishments and stop allowing these artists to claim hip-hop as hip-hop. A lot of adults out there, the reason that they hate it and have a hatred for it, they say they have a hatred for hip-hop music, and it's not, you know, it's not real hip-hop music. So we have to continue to educate people on the truth and the origins and really reclaim, you know, the art form. So
how would you classify?
That's all I had to say.
Oh, you got plenty to say. You don't go nowhere. How would you go ahead and reclassify this stuff as now? Because people call it hot R&B and hip hop.
I mean, a lot of it is garbage. A lot of it is to give a term that people would be able to identify with, I would say is voidless. It's meaningless, it's emotionless. If you want to say, I mean, you know, as far as speed and rhythm, okay, it is just music, but it's not our music. It's not the best representation of us, and that's something I challenge young people that I work with. Does this represent you, your story, your struggle, what you see on an everyday basis? And even if it does, when does the music ever elevate? ever elevate and show the alternative of the rising. You know what I'm saying? You may come from the projects, you know, you slang and beg, whatever like that. Okay, that's a true struggle. That's a reality. But at the same time, we have to elevate from that. And my issue is that it's constantly perpetuated, and we have people that have rose above that. The issue is not with the struggle, but we have to begin to rise and elevate from the struggle, and that needs to be as colorful and vivid as well.
Thank you.
You
thank
know,
you.
So.
You know what? You're going to stick around, right?
Okay. No problem.
Let's take a quick break right fast. Let me play something real quick.
I thank it for me.
Yes, I am.
Ring bang dana da, dang dana da.
Check it.
A revolution. Yeah. I'm on fight for revolution. Ring dang dana da, dang dana da. A revolution. Revolution, dang 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 dang.
Check it.
Some half people down from out and them a make big speech, but poor people the food not reach. I'm enough to wonder how them really sleep. Them living in the pool while the poor are feeling heat. Red country, why it's red country, why. The ghetto part of town, you ain't nothing but a victim. We're just trapped in a political system. There ain't no one to tell it alone. If you hit the big man a gunshot, them broke your bone with bone. Boy, so a revolution, yeah. I'm on site a revolution, coming in a Babylon, yeah. A revolution. Government, what is your aim? Where is the plan? Where is the future for the younger generation? If there's no light at the end of the tunnel, well, don't you so I go red like hell. For man, the peas are cooked, but the rice can't swell. For no more big speech, time to some action. Crime and the violence rampant in our nation. People say it's because of separation. There's got to be a revolution, yeah. What a hot revolution, wriggling in a Babylon, yeah. A revolution, yeah. Guns, knives and cutlass revolution. Dang, da, da, dang, dang, da, da, dang. All you false leaders, I brand you as traitors. Nothing but poor mongers, idol worshippers, them assassins. Yo, you better come down off of your pumps and try to pick in poor people for a joyride. Cause all you teach is to divide and rule, and I use the people then with your political tools, your fool. Sure, cause a revolution. We're going to see the revolution. Ring dang da da ding, dang da da ding. A revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution. Ding da dang da dang da dang. No matter how them a come out and a kill off them teeth, yet the poor man the food not reach. Tell them all to practice what they preach, cause I don't want to see them all a pagan speech. Whoa, cause a revolution, yeah. I'm on site for revolution. Ring dang da da dang da da. A revolution.
Yeah, greetings. Welcome back to the Chef Rob Show here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I don't want to go ahead and just beat down the musicians so much, You know, because I think a lot of responsibility is on their backs because they make money off tragedy and the violence in the area. But something that, that disturbs me even more is not so much them, it's the people who play the music. There are very few black-owned radio stations. All of the major cities, the bigger black radio stations are owned by Clear Channel, a Christian white group coming out of Texas. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, gotcha. You know, the radio stations really, really, they got some responsibility too. Because I remember growing up, and it was a few times where things came up where they got people involved, and even before I was born, mm-hmm. black radio stations were getting ready in the civil rights movement, the civil rights marches and stuff like that, bringing people together. I'm in Chicago too. So I remember, what was it, last year, 2 years ago probably, where they had like an immigration issue, and I went downtown. I just happened to be downtown. I had to do some business. Didn't even know what had happened, and there was a bunch of Spanish-speaking people downtown, a bunch mm-hmm. of, on almost every corner. And they didn't just go ahead and get the word by the newspaper. It was the radio stations out there and got people involved. So all of the killings here in this city, You don't hear the radio stations really go ahead and jump on the people who committing the crimes, people that's going ahead, the police is going ahead and also perpetuating more crimes. You don't really hear nothing about that. You don't go ahead and hear them go ahead and try to get people active in the community, really. You hear one or two lines, and then a lot of times they'll spend more time blaming you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got some more to say about that, but so far I want to hear y'all thoughts and views about, you know, the radio stations and what they plan. Because if you go ahead and listen to them for 20 minutes, you probably heard the same song two times. If you listen to them an hour, you didn't hear that same song maybe 8 times. Something.
Yeah, most definitely. I look at it like the radio stations, DJs, disc jockeys, what have you. I mean, they're definitely, when you think about an agent, they're part of that process of programming. You know, it's not a coincidence that if I, let's say, you know, WGCS, I may hear, you know, Waka Flock or, you know, just somebody like that 5 or 6 times in 30 minutes. That's a part of the programming. And so if you look at it from that perspective, that is, in fact, their job. You know,
right.
So it's definitely unfortunate, but that is their job to be a part of that programming. So the average person, whether you're in the radio, in the car playing it, on the bus stop, if you're around it, you're constantly being flooded out with that type of programming. And so that, to that extent, that is unfortunate, but that's what they have essentially been, you know what I'm saying, like kind of trained essentially to do. I think the issue for me with that is how do we reclaim that, you know? And I think like Blog Talk Radio, definitely with the rise of the internet and technology, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Skype, you have other mediums that are free, that you can once again express that alternate voice. But definitely, I mean, I've met some of these, you know, different radio personalities, and it is a job to them. You know, it's unfortunate that they're not personally convicted enough to try to produce some change in that outlet of media that they're in. But you would be surprised, their own personal views totally conflict and contradict what they say and play on the radio.
Exactly. That was my point. No, that's my point. Let me get Young God back in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another caller. 773-320. The line is open. State your name, where you calling from. You got a question or comment?
Calling from Chicago, in Chicago.
Hey, hold on. You got a lot of background noise there, bro.
Oh, that's not me.
Not you. All right. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. I say you can't blame the DJs. Really, the DJs are the most important part of hip-hop or any music, because they get the music around to other DJs get the word out about your music. So people shouldn't blame DJs about what's being played on radio. They don't have
we
no
should.
Control.
We no, shouldn't? No. Okay, wait, hold on. Let me stop you real quick. I've seen a tribute to Trayvon Martin on YouTube. Nice songs, good songs. I've seen R&B rap, and I've seen a bunch of songs. But I ain't heard them one time on these radio stations. I blame them to a point where they didn't stand up. You know, it's like this. You see that white slave master beating a slave there, and it's three white men there, one beating, one slave, and two others just standing around. They stand around watching, but you see all the other slaves, 50, 60, maybe 100 slaves, not even jumping in. Come on now. These guys are a part of the problem. And they beating that slave, and you got two black men holding them down.
Black radio stations
are holding a lot of people down, beating us with that bullshit.
Let me finish here.
Okay.
DJs were taken out of control of the radio station or controlling the shows back after the 70s. The DJs used to control the formats of what's being played on the radio stations. That's when you will be able to, as an independent artist, to give your record to a DJ, and he will put it on the radio and play it. Now who's controlling the radio stations is the radio personality. So you have a DJ in there and a radio personality, and a radio personality controls the board and controls what's being played by the management, tells them that's on a computer, the playlist. So the DJ has no control of what's being played on the show.
That was my point. That was my point. That's what I was trying to say. They go ahead and the DJs are holding you down, letting their white man beat you down. Beat you down with that BS, and they ain't standing up and saying, "Hey, this is wrong." That's what I'm saying. I know that they get the playlist. I know, and they got to get the playlist approved from somebody. That's why you hear the same songs over and over. And I also know that you had to pay to get your stuff played. I know that. I'm fully aware of that. I was trying to get a couple other people who called in who worked with GCI early on when in its transition, when Clear Channel first bought them. I knew some people that worked there. And I wanted them to call in, but they didn't want to go ahead and get their voice out there because some people recognize their voice and they feel that they're going to have more problems. The one person got blackballed definitely. And he really wanted to talk about it, but the last minute, man, almost 30 minutes before the show came on, he sent me a message telling me, no, you can't do that. I understand what you're saying, brother, but the thing is, just like the sister just said, the Internet is the way we need to do things. And to go ahead and push
Absolutely.
That stuff is we need to stay on the Internet and stay off that terrestrial radio because it ain't nothing but helping destroy the younger minds who don't have somebody to go ahead and explain that to them. You don't go ahead and just go ahead and let a kid go out there and turn the stove on or light a match. You got to teach them what fire is about. And nobody's really teaching a lot of these young people what that fire is about. What you doing is you spitting the wrong type of fire and you helping destroy what's going on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, the problem what I have with blacks, they don't control or own what they produce. So artists create music, but they get crumbs of what they create. So when the record company makes $8 a record, that artist may be making between 7 and 25 cents a record. So what that artist had created, someone else is making millions and billions of dollars off of it, and they're not making majority of the money of what they created. So this is the only problem as a person to me I don't like, is that the artist should be able to control and own their masters and put out and make majority of the money of the art that they created.
Yeah, I know that. And it's going on a point system. It's usually 10 points. And the artists sometimes get 1 or 2 points, especially when you're new. And that 1 or 2 points ain't getting you no money. And we know that that's wrong. But why do you keep, why are so many of us attracted to that system when we know it's set against us? It's some other influences that's in it. It's sort of like, hey, look, if you're shooting up heroin today, you're going to go ahead and tell me, hey, look, it's good. Let me try it. You'll keep on bugging me. I may give in. I doubt if I would give in to heroin, but somebody else might go ahead and give in. And that's how they get you involved in that. They get you involved in this stuff with get your money, the stuff you worked hard at going ahead trying to create, they go ahead and make money off of it. I know about that point system. I got to explain that point system one day, man, and I couldn't believe it. I always thought these guys was making money. I always thought the young women was making money. But I know that it's a rigged game. And the whole thing about that playlist, back to that playlist thing here, that playlist got to get approved by several people. And the general manager, he's already got his orders from the corporate office right now. It's dealing with Clear Channel. Clear Channel owns almost all the top black radio stations in the U.S. And they own stuff across the globe. But they control the format. They're not going to let you go ahead and put out some conscious type music. That's why you constantly hear the garbage.
Plus all the artists that the main artists that put their music out, they have to pay $1 million to get their songs played over and over and over and over on the radio.
They got to pay. So if you got the ability to pay, why are you messing with these people any damn way? If you got the ability to fork out some cash, why are you messing with these people anyway? Internet, it didn't cost us all that much to go ahead and try to get your stuff pushed. You might have to do some footwork, go ahead and create your CDs. I know some people got recording studios. And some of the people that come through there, they go ahead and they do the footwork, go ahead and promoting themselves. Some of them doing pretty good, some of them doing terrible. But several times I've been there and all I heard was garbage. And I'm hearing these cats in here going ahead rapping about destruction, shooting people, cutting throats, and all this other stuff. And you live in the suburbs. I grew up in the projects. Well, that was a must. You had to defend yourself. You maybe had to do some things like that. But from what I see out here, and that's the kind of music that sells from these kind of people today.
Well, we got to understand. See, look, the industry pushes what the industry wants to push. These rappers don't really have a say-so in the music that comes out. They only get paid to do what they do.
So why don't they stand up? That's why I brought up the thing earlier. Why don't they stand up? Why ain't they saying something? Why do they go ahead and explain what's going on?
When you're in the industry and you have so many people, see, these people make covenants. These rappers, they make covenants. That means they're part of secret orders that they have. Boundaries that they can't pass when it comes down to rapping. That's why a lot of rappers, you see them, they go to jail. Why do a lot of big rappers, Gucci Mane, Lil Wayne, T.I., these are big rappers that go to jail. Why are these people going to jail? This is stuff that they have to go through to show that you are going to continue to push what we want you to push. Anybody who cries out and says anything, they shut them down, like we see now Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill is a sister who talk about how she got out of what was going on and how she could not continue to push. She was a sister who stand up. But look at what's happening right now. They sent her to jail for taxes, but not paying her taxes. So anybody who speaks out, they shut them down. The thing about it is, a lot of these rappers, they have CIA watching them. They have people sending, stuff to their crib, letters and stuff to make sure that they stay in line, and the only way they can get their checks is if they continue to do what they do.
You black in America, they're going to watch you anyway. So, I'm going to hear that. The part that go ahead that bugs me most is, why aren't you going ahead and pulling your resources? If you got the ability to pay to get your music taken care of, you can go ahead and do some other stuff, go ahead and get people around you.
Yeah, but
go ahead,
but they
support what's going on.
Well, Rob, they don't control... See, blacks don't control no radio station.
That's what
their music is playing.
I know that. That's why I keep bringing up Clear Channel.
The Jews control the radio station. They use the rap music to draw the crowds, the listeners. Then they able to price commercials based on their listenership.
Exactly.
People that's buying the commercials, blacks are not buying the commercials because they don't have the businesses. And you know me, I'm always harping on what? Economics.
I keep telling
black people in America, black and black African-American people, control businesses, especially the ones in their community, based on what they need to survive off of, whether it's food, clothing, housing, you're going to continue to have these problems. People are just going to exploit you. It's going to be a few that's making money, and that's it. The rest of them are going to be getting pittance. And that money that they should be making is going into the pockets of them Jewish folks. And somebody just told me tonight the number of executives, media executives, and I think it's like 10 or 12, and 10 of them is Jewish, and the other two is American. So them people, I mean, that's just the way, until we get out of this thing where we don't control our economy and so forth, and look at it where it's supposed to be, then we're going to, you know, that's the only way, that's the only choice we got. If not, we're going to continue to have these conversations.
But just like young God said earlier, that music was basically a way for us to communicate and to go ahead and get a certain message out. And it's been mesmerizing to us that the music that we're hearing today. And what we're going ahead and hearing is the ones that's going ahead most affected by it are the ones who don't have safeguards in place, like a steady home or a decent environment. Don't have decent role models. They're the ones going ahead and getting out and going ahead and doing more ridiculous stuff. You got some fools out here too, but the ones who are affected by it are those people. And I think that these individuals making money off this whole situation, they bear some brunt of the responsibility, whether you're an artist or a black DJ. You need to share some of this responsibility. And I hear a lot of some on these radio shows, they come back and they criticize. Want to put down
what's the name of that artist you named, Rob?
Do it again.
What was the name of that artist?
Oh no, that's the other brother that's on. Young God, you on?
Oh, Young God. I thought you said Young, the one that made that one record, man. That's a good record.
Which one?
It's when they was fixing up this hamburger joint, man, in the drive-thru.
I'm not sure what that is, man. We're going to have to get some information on that.
Man, you know, only now I don't know much about rap other than Notorious B.I.G. And I just really listen to him late. Maybe a couple of years ago, because I listened to what he was saying. And what he was saying was true about them eating sardines and stuff like that.
You ran down the street bumping that in your car, Pinocchio?
I tell you what, the man makes a lot of sense now. And you know what? I tell you, when he died, he was worth about $100 million. He would probably be worth about several billion dollars by now.
Yeah, he sure would be. And it was and with a message like that had to be stopped. I really feel that way. A message like he was putting out had to be stopped. And there's individuals that were putting out messages like that, they've been stopped. You look at some of the ones who put out real positive messages, somehow they destroyed their careers, whether they killed them or done the Lauryn Hill thing.
See, hip-hop was created in 1973. Hip-hop was created in 1973, right after the assassination of Martin Luther King, April 4th, 1968. Hip-hop was created in a time of distress because hip-hop came to us right after the 60s, right after we was fighting for political awareness, right after we was fighting for, a step as people. And it came to teach the teachings of Malcolm X. It came to teach the teachings of Martin Luther King and the teachings of the Black Panthers and so many people who fought for us during the 60s. So it was created in 1973 by African Bambaataa, Kool Herc, and Grandmaster Flash. You understand what I'm saying? Hip-hop came to the people for a particular reason. The message was right after the 60s. James Brown was saying, say loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And we was proud to be black. The music was different. Towards the 90s, they started to see that black people was taking over. You had brothers like Rakim, who was speaking the science and who was coming to the young brothers. He was also a gangbanger, but coming to the young brothers, giving them the science and the knowledge of self. They started that in the 90s when Biggie, like you were just talking about, when Biggie, Pac, and them leaders was taking over the game, they had the control. So the Jews began to get their hands in the 90s. That's when, like I said, the 90s era was the gangbanging era. That's when the gangbangers started to hit hardcore right after crack, because see, what crack did to our people, crack messed our mentalities up. It killed our mental mind. The 70s was the Superfly Pimp era, which feminized the men. and disattach the woman from the men, because the woman was like, well, you pimping me, and I'm selling my body, but you sitting back and you ain't doing no work. So the woman began to start to hate the men. The 80s, our mentality broke up, and like I say, the 90s was what? The gangbanger era. So the Jews started to control hip-hop in the 90s. They began to start pushing gangbanging, shooting. People, we was always talking, but we was never talking about hardcore gangbang, shooting, killing people, and drugs. This is what began to be pushed in the 90s, and that gave leeway to what? Like I was just speaking about earlier, the trap paradigm. The youth is caught in a trap paradigm now, trap music. Trap, when you usually go into the community, they say this is the trap house. The trap house would be the house that's abandoned that people go into, and the reason they call it a trap house is because if any police roll up to track in, they come from the front to back. There's no way out. So for the trap music to be taken over in the 2000 paradigm, and what's being pushed in the music is Waka Flocka saying things like having courses like I influence drug dealing music. Gucci Mane having courses like I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. I'm going to beat her like a dog. I'm going to treat her like a dog. I'm going to eat her like a dog and then pass it to my dog. This is the course. This is what our youth is listening to. Our youth listening to, you know, Lil Wayne music. Lil Wayne, I heard Lil Wayne say something that was information and knowledgeable, but most of his music is pushing what? It's pushing homosexuality. Because Weezy had a song that said, Weezy effing baby, get him a leash. He said, Weezy, excuse my language, was fucking baby. He said this over and youth was saying it just like him. But we have to understand these are our role models. When we go into the community, we don't see black doctors. We don't see black lawyers. We don't see black male principals. This is not what we see in our community. So the only people that we can look up to is the rap artists, is the people in the industry who have the money. Because that's all we go to school for. A lot of people go to school to get a nice job so that they can have a nice life and have some nice money and live. So the people that got the money that's living, Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, Nicki Minaj, actresses and actors, these are the people that we look up. The media, we don't ever talk about the radio. We don't ever talk about how media is what's basically making all this happen. We can stop TVs from being in our houses, but we don't, because we all like TV. We can stop computers from being around our youth, but we don't, because we all like computers. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to be dedicated to making a change, first starting with self, because the rappers, they gonna only continue to get the money. Just like we go to a job and work every day, their job is to rap. So they just only getting paid a paycheck. What can you tell a person when they have to feed children? You're going to tell me not to make my music, but I got to keep this so-called, you know, extravagant life going that I got. And this is what rappers are thinking. So they're not thinking about the people when they put out the music. The last things in their minds are the people.
Rappers, you know, like Jay-Z. I kind of disagree with the part about not having the TV in the house. I think that when you have the TV in the house and you got young minds in the house, you need to pay attention to what's going on with that TV. Because I've seen people go ahead and put their kids right in front of the TV, turn on some cartoons, and leave the room, sometimes leave the damn house. You know, and that don't make no sense to me. And the same thing with your computer. You need to be paying attention to what's going on with that system.
Exactly.
You know, these can be tools to educate. And I think that people, sometimes we down them and being a little hard on them, but we can also use these things to educate. We don't have to go ahead and be super hard and go in on people. But when you go ahead and do what I just described by going ahead, hey, you got your 2-year-old, your 3-year-old, you sit them right in front of the TV and leave the room, leave the house, you know, then you get whatever. They begin to learn how to use the remote control. So they changing the channel.
Exactly.
So if you sit in front of the computer, if you got players playing little games, you know, after a while they get bored. They want to go ahead and move around, see what this thing is all about. They may go ahead and delete your system and go ahead and bring a virus in, but, hey, they learn it. So these things have to be used as tools and used in such a way to go ahead and educate.
And that's exactly what we have to do now, instead of, like you say, leaving our children, you know, in front of these devices while programming is going on. Because no matter, you know, what happens, that programming is going to go on. It's a program that's supposed to, you know, keep up. And if somebody tries to mess up the program, they're going to be put out.